News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
New searches by German police investigating the disappearance of Madeleine McCann are expected to begin in Portugal today. And Vincent McAvinney, London-based journalist, joins us this morning. Vincent, what do we know?
Well, we know that these searches will take place in an area near to Praia da Luz, where Madeleine McCann disappeared now 18 years ago. And it's all connected to a German individual, a 48-year-old Christian Bruckner, who is currently in prison in Germany for a separate crime. But he is now the prime suspect in this case. We know that he was living in this area during the same period, that at the hotel complex where Madeleine and her family were staying, the Ocean Club, he was sometimes employed as a handyman. But this isn't the first search in connection to him that they have undertaken. 2 years ago, the last substantial search that they did was at a reservoir in this area where they had found videos and pictures that Bruckner himself had recorded and captured. That search didn't prove any results, but police now searching a wider area, we think.
Christian Bruckner already serving a sentence in Germany for a sexual assault on an elderly woman in Portugal, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. He's currently serving that. His sentence, though, that was a 72-year-old American tourist in Portugal in 2005. His sentence is soon to finish for that. But he has been given this designation by the Portuguese authorities, which we might remember from the McCanns themselves being given this, which is a sort of more formal suspect. We don't really have it in British or Irish law, but it was the Arguido distinction. That is what he has been given by the Portuguese authorities.
We're hearing that special radar equipment is going to be used, Vinny, that can sort of, I suppose, scan underground and things like that. This looks like an intense and very serious search.
Yes, it does. And we understand that they will be searching things like old ruins, wells, any kind of, you know, cave areas or things like that. But they are going to be using some sort of ground-based radar too.
Yeah. Remind us the case, the Madeleine McCann, obviously one of the most high-profile missing persons cases, I think, presumably ever. Remind us of the circumstances. Madeleine was just 3 years of age when she went missing.
Yes, that's right. She was on holiday with her parents, Kate and Jerry McCann. They were two doctors from the northwest of England. They were also accompanied by her younger siblings, who were twins, twin babies at the time. And the families were away with some family friends. They were staying at a small resort in the town of Praia da Luz. And the parents, Kate and Jerry, went for dinner just across in the complex. I have visited it before, just sort of on the other side of the pool from their apartment. There was a restaurant and they were dining there. But they say they were going backwards and forwards to check on the children through the night. But at around 10 o'clock, Kate McCann discovered that Madeleine had gone missing. And that started this huge search. And the reason why, you know, you say it's one of the most well-known cases is they were so concerned about the idea that she might have been trafficked quite quickly, that they wanted her image, a very distinctive image. We remember that she had that slight pigmentation in her eye. They wanted it to go as far as possible so that if she was taken anywhere else in Europe or indeed probably around the world, she would have been quite recognisable, making it difficult for someone to try to hide her away.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. And we will be bringing you updates on the searches for Madeleine McCann as we have them throughout the week here on News Talk. That was Vincent McAvinney there, London-based journalist.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.